What's going on? What's happening, Africa? This is Jackson Vunganyi right here in Washington, D.C.
And I'm Nadia Sami. Thanks for joining us. We love to have you on board the Upfront on the Voice of America. Hot, hot.
Upfront is a show that explores issues
that affect your daily lives. Don't move that dial. Get your snacks, get your cup of tea or your cup of coffee. Put your feet up. This is Upfront. cheers. Clink, clink. We engage you, the listener, and interact on a different topic each week. We've got loads of good tunes, lovely music, and lots of analysis to keep you going.
And interviews from experts or you young people telling us what you think about our daily topic.
That's always the best part of the show, Jackson, to hear what the listeners have to say. There's always lots of juicy comments and lots of different perspective. Absolutely,
so stay tuned. Welcome everybody to Upfront on the Voice of America. Now, perhaps the most important realization that any person can make in their quest for personal growth is that there is no single formula that defines the path to personal success. We all have different goals and priorities in life, which means that different activities and attitudes will make us feel good about ourselves. You know, we also have different natural strengths and weaknesses that are part of our inherent personality type. So how then, as individuals, can we feel successful in our lives? Do we have a uniform measurement for success? That is what we're going to be talking about right here on Upfront on the Voice of America. As always, we're going to start off by listening to your point of view.
I want to be a PRO of a certain company after I've studied well in my career.
My friend, I'm doing a lot of things to build up myself. You know, as a young man, very ambitious, handsome as I am, I need to do a lot of things to have a good life. You know, nowadays things are going on. So I need to have a comfortable life in future. I'm working hard at school. I'm now upgrading my degree. I've just enrolled again, though I'm still working. I need to complete my studies, or maybe when I settle down, should marry my beautiful girl and see what we can do. So I'm trying a lot to, more especially on education.
You know, education is very important. So while working, on the other hand, plans to further one's education, you should always be there, because we cannot be better leaders if we have a poor education background. So far, my plan is that in the next 5-10 years, I should see myself somewhere, right? So the plan is there and it is written.
Mammy, they won't kind of serve in a court. If you say, we trouble me, I will pen the middle of a tin a mini baby court. Baby, do so a baby so to men for pin one betty court. Image a young court. Now young for cool people. Yan yan ye fata, bunny me some me to wankasa. Mama de na fami ko huwe bushi ya fu ondi biga wa bompata. Ye mu hiya no wunsaka, e juwa na juwa bon yum papa. Mame fama ko me butu wa basa so na me fe mu nya tan papa. Wuni me dada wado. Sad. Sword in you, where they tree raga. All right, let me show you. Oh, I'm a bomber, then I'm a bomber, and yes, I did a damn bin up, me bo. Yammy, the yaw, no man, and yet, if I tell me not for me, coco, in your pub, me mobo, the best and the water would in a matto. Sika coco, kawaka, cracker, passes, who will not tell me what up. The cat wouldn't miss that in me bottle, who don't have some mint in the meco. Open honeymoon on the moon, catch me and co, the boat, wakuma mukoko. Mamina kuma yenkoto, minko sunka chi, ana minzi sanka no poto. Be a big girl, cool for me, no cry, no swimming pool for me. Me ready for be a man, I'm a world, so set the rule for me. I no go break no rules for me, done the loving school for real. I've got all you need, so nobody worry, just cool for me. The love is like a treasure, girl, me got the tool for dig. You still could have measure super heavyweight thing me bring. Man, I try separate, we a beast thing, you shan. You make me start a thing and me need a conclusion in the eye. Anytime you walk across, girl, appear confusion. Oh-oh. You make me start a thing and me need a conclusion. Yeah. Mene webe cha me property, mato me bona me treaty wo properly. Buso me so prepare, beje me salary. Ma missi wo so fan bende me calorie. Ma me fa won call the mountain of cavalry. Geno nage fe no go with the therapy. Ma fe mo pe me bo bo do mo legacy. Make you no go cause I'm suffering from jealousy. Bito ne hende si sucker for love. Uye mi kote ku send from above. Ma yempam do remi kwa fa ya kanfu neni man in huse ye naf is enough. Ye wa no ma me fe be like you craft. Bo huse ne hwini ye sharp. Ma me fa let an koma kabuti so gama wa so mun yo wona wo ma wo gap. Baby what's up?
Anytime you walk across, girl, appear confusion. Oh, you make me start a thing and we need a conclusion. Oh, anytime you walk across, girl, appear confusion. Oh,
interactive, fast-paced, upfront on the Voice of America, connecting you on the African continent.
I'm called Naima Dora. To be successful in a good life, yeah, we have to be. I have to be successful. Yeah, I want money to do my business. Like, oh, I put there my big business. To be good, to be okay in my future. To be with my old mother, my sister, with all my families. To be well and to be good and to be successful. That's all I have. You have to work hard so that you can get a good life.
I'm Muhammad Ali. I'm from Uganda. Now I'm in Juba. Measuring my personal success in life is not all about money. It's all about if I have the knowledge.
Yeah, I'm called Rukundo Shila from Juba. According to me, money is not a measure of personal success. You can succeed through hard work. The more you work hard, the more you succeed in life.
Yeah, Blessed Barack just cruising through Washington. Tune in to the Upfront Show, presented by Jackson from outer Washington and Nadia from outer Cape Town. Yeah, it's well informative, and you better know that.
We've got more music coming your way right here on Upfront with Jackson Vungani and Nadia Sami. Now, each personality type has a different idea of what it means to be successful. Self-knowledge is one common goal that will help everyone achieve personal success. So many people are hung up on somebody else's idea of what it means to be successful, and they are unaware of what is truly important to them. So self-reflection is always needed.
We need to understand, first of all, what it is that is truly important to us. And that is goal or step number one in achieving our personal success, whether it's your relationship with people, achieving an educational goal in life. Very important to understand what is important to you. Let's listen to a conversation that I had with Noreen Ballas in Canada. Would you consider yourself happy where you are in life right now?
No, not at all. I can say that I'm probably 60% happy. I'm grateful for the blessings that I have, but I'm unhappy. And that has to do with, I think, family issues.
Okay, so how do you relate then happiness to success? Because you could be actually successful in life,
right,
but not be happy.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Like, I always thought once, you know, I achieve certain educational level, you know, I'm working, and it's a good job, and people, like, it's fine, right? Even in terms of the position itself, let's say work itself, I think that's also, you can gauge for happiness. And I can say that the job, I'm not fully happy, in which a lot of people are not. So I can't say that it's just only me. So I think being able to live a life that you're actually passionate about, I think that's what we all seek to achieve. This is for myself. So for me, that part is important, and I feel like I'm not doing the kind of work that I want to be doing. So that has an element of satisfaction that I'm not feeling. And then in terms of, yeah, you can be highly successful and quite unhappy, because at the end of the day, we're human beings who connect with other humans. And my family, for example, there's stuff that's going on, or my personal life, that can hinder happiness, because since a responsibility or things that come up that, you know, your role in the family may have you kind of take over, that can affect happiness too.
But have you had a moment in your life, say with when you're in college or after college, when you sat down and thought or had an epiphany, whatever it is that you had, in which you were able to gauge what makes you happy and how you would gauge your levels of success and say, you know what, I think this makes me happy, having this amount of money makes me happy, or this having this amount of education makes me happy, and I'm going to strive for that. Did you ever have that moment in your life where you set your goals, for example?
Funny enough, that moment, the epiphany came in Rwanda. Because the whole time I thought, okay, money will make me happy. Money will make me happy. A lot of it will make me happy. The reality was I'm more enhanced, and I'm more at my best state, the happy state, when I'm people that inspire me. So when I was in Rwanda with really not much going on because I was, you know, on a stipend, I was doing my, you know, thesis. Not much, really. I didn't have that, you know, that much to, in terms of finances, I was at the lowest in my life. But I was the most happiest at that point because I was around people who were had substance, I guess. I think in the West at times we lose reality and we focus on things that are not important. And there, the community, the building of relationships, the inspiration that I got from the people was profound. So that's the first time in my life I can say, and I even wrote it down, that I one, found God, and secondly, I was the most happiest. And I always reflect back. My mind is always back there because it's the moments that were captured gave me the most gratification in my life. So, but I realized from that I want to help. I want to empower people to be empowered within themselves. So, like working with, you know, NGOs or things like that, that's something that I know that drives me or makes an impact or increases understanding between people.
That was Noreen Ballas in Canada. Now, Nadia, if it's not realistic to spend time trying to meet other people's ideas of what success is, you know, because if we do that, then we find ourselves exhausted and in the end, we are unhappy.
That's absolutely true, Jackson, because you've got to know what it is that you envision for yourself and what goals you want for yourself. Look, for success, or rather money, does not equal success to everyone. To some person, success might mean being truly happy with what you're doing as a career. Or success might mean having that big family that you've always wanted. Or success might mean having great friendships where you know that your friendship is valued in a group. So success means different things to every person. And so, again, just because you haven't made your first million by the age of 25 does not mean that you're not successful. That might be someone else's goal. Or because you envision being an entrepreneur but your business hasn't got to the stage you want doesn't mean that you're not successful. You've got to set your own goals and they must be realistic for you, and you need to know what happiness means to you.
They make my heart to do yodi yodi. Nobody can love you the way I do. I'm with you, my lover, lover. Yodi yodi. Nobody can love you the way I do. I'm with you, my lover, lover. With you, everything is well, well. Your love, they make my heart to do yodi yodi. Nobody can love you the way I do. I'm with you, my love. Same thing, way they make me feel like say you will be my wife. Now the same thing whipping, they make my friend talk say I did waste my time. Now because I did respect you, girl, spend it for you every night and day. I did pray for you because of you, I did fly like butterfly, my love. Now this thing make people they say I don't lose my sense, my pain. But nobody can stop me from loving you. I'm with you, my lover, lover. Everything is well, well, your love, they make my heart to do yodi yodi. Nobody
nobody can love you the way I do. I'm with you, my love alone. With you, everything is well, well. Your love, they make my heart to do yoli yoli. Nobody can love you the way I do. I'm with you, my love. You see the heart, but they can't stop me from loving you. I'm with you, my love alone. With you, everything is well, well. Your love, they make my heart to do yoli yoli. Nobody can love you the way I do. I'm with you, my love alone. With you, everything is well, well. Your love, they make my heart to do yoli yoli. Nobody can love you the way I do. I'm with you, my love. Your love, they affect my brain. Until you, they make me go insane. It go make sense if you come my place. If you know here, I go talk and again. Your love, they affect my brain. Oh, my love, how they go insane. Just leave him the way he be, the way he is. Oh, my love. Now all this make people, they say, I don't lose my sense, my brain. But they can't stop me from loving you. I'm waiting, my love, love. Your love, they make my heart to do yori yori. Nobody can love you the way I do. I'm with you, my love, love. With you, everything is well, well. Your love, they make my heart to do yori yori. Nobody can love you the way I do. I'm with you, my love, I'm with you, my love. Everything is well, well. Your love, they make my heart to do yori yori. Nobody can love you the way I do. I'm with you, my love, love. Well, well, your love, they make my heart to do yoli yoli. Nobody can love you the way I do. I'm with you, my love, love. Yeah, yeah, yoli, yoli. Yeah, yeah, yoli. It comes delay. I die. My love, love. My love, love. Ooh, my love, love. Nobody can stop me from loving you. I'm with you, my love, love.
You can have money today and tomorrow you find yourself very broke. So meaning that money cannot be a measure of personal success in life. To me, I can never use people besides me to work as a measure of personal success. To become successful, have to be hardworking and to be focused on something I feel that it will make me successful in life.
I'm Selam Robert Mugabe, but if I have money, there's not any problem. I will do a lot of things. At least I have to work hard, then you get money. Eh? Without work, even there's no. Without work, you cannot get in something even.
Knowledge can make money, and that's all. Oh, to be successful is have to have knowledge. If I'm educated, I know I can make money. Without knowledge, I can't succeed in my life, I know. You have to work hard. You have to get the knowledge. You have to know what you don't know.
Hi, this is Liz Kemigisha from Kampala, Uganda, and I love listening to Upfront. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Jackson Vungani is in Washington, D.C., and I'm Nadia Sami in Cape Town, South Africa. Jackson, as individuals, we measure success differently, don't we?
Yes, Nadia, we do have different ways of measuring what success is in our own lives. People think of success in different terms, either it's financial, whether it's the type of relationships that you cultivate in your life, the simple things that really matter to you and how you've been able to handle them and respond to them. It's important to understand that when you measure your success based on other people, then you're not really going to succeed.
Upfront, Upfront, let's go!
You're tuned to Upfront on the Voice of America. Let's listen to Nigerian artist P Square with Busy Body.
P Square, walk, CC, walk. We run things, walk. Things that are we, walk. Hook up in the club, walk. Give them a run, walk. Give them a jump, walk. With your busy body, yeah. With your busy body, yeah.
Oh,
hey,
no, 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 no. Yeah.
All this for me.
When I
I saw her, she was looking like an angel light. She told me I'm a man like a dynamite. She flashed like a lighter in any candlelight. And then she said,
all this on me.
Yeah, you know, so when you move your body, hold on tight. Make it no drop to hurt nobody, make it a watch your sight. I beg you, be good, oh my girl, no be fight. And then she said,
all this on me.
Boy, you know, say if I give you body,
body,
you go search it,
search it.
You know, go fit, rock the MIC, cause you go lose control. Hey,
oh, 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 oh. Put your busy body,
body,
you go search it,
search it.
I'm gonna still
touch you.
I'm gonna tell you
all the way I grab you to the break of dawn.
Nigerian duo P Square with their hit Busybody.
What's going on? What's going on? What's going on?
You have found me at Shawar Open University. I have my future. I am fighting for a piece of paper, a degree. When I get it, I want to start my business. I am here, and that is the first phase that I have to accomplish. And then the second phase will be to do a business. And the other phase will be to join politics. And yes, of course, the other phase is to leave something as a legacy for my country that I did in my politics.
To build myself, I'd say I'm doing my school. At the same time, attaching myself with two works that can build myself into a better person. You know, without having a plan for your goals, there's no way you can proceed. Yeah, so I'm just quoting somebody famously known as Professor J.D. Kesaka, to have a plan for yourself in order to build higher, in order to develop.
I'm doing to build myself by just having self-confidence, because if there is no self-confidence, you cannot do anything.
In case you've just joined us, this is Upfront. I'm Nadia in Cape Town and Jackson Vungani is in Washington, D.C. So, Jackson, while improving our self-knowledge and realizing our true goals can be very liberating, we should not discard the rules of the society in which we live, right? We must recognize that other people's value systems are no less important than our own.
Indeed, Nadia, and we must recognize and accept that we live in a society in which certain personality types and behaviors are more suited towards a particular task or particular tasks. That is the second key that will open the door towards personal growth. Let's listen to a conversation that I had with Tahil Hassan, a youth activist in Abuja, Nigeria.
I see my life as a movement, you know, and I'm heading somewhere, and looking back at how far I've come in life, you know, I feel happy and I feel kind of satisfied so far with what I've been able to achieve. And I know that, you know, I still have a lot more to offer to life and to myself.
So do you set goals for yourself?
Yeah, absolutely. I set goals for myself. You know, I have a philosophy in life that, you know, my life is actually aimed at inspiring the people behind me.
Okay.
Or affecting people's life positively. So, you know, whenever I do that, I just feel satisfied, and, you know, I know that I can still do much more through the medium that I'm working now and through the other organizations that we run together with fellow young people.
I see.
So we are, yeah.
Because you're young, you're a youth activist too, apart from the job that you do. You're also a youth activist. So empowering young people is one thing that is a measurement of success for yourself, and it gives
Absolutely.
You pride and joy.
Okay.
What is more important to you, happiness or success?
Yeah, I think they go both hand in hand, happiness and success. And it depends on the how you define your success. You know, how I define success will be different from how the other person sees success, you understand?
Right.
So Yeah, so I think they go hand in hand. If you are successful, obviously, you know, you're happy.
Some people will set their goals and say, I want to reach a certain mark in life. And when they get there, they're still not happy.
Well, I mean, I don't think it's applicable to me, you know. I mean, naturally, as a human being, if you set yourself target and you're able to meet that target, naturally, that happiness will be in you that, yes, you've been able to accomplish what you set for yourself. So I think, for most human beings, I think once you achieve your goals, you meet your target, you should be happy. There's this saying that the rich also cry. And, you know, there's one of my favorite songs by the late Notorious B.I.G., which says, more money, more problems. And I think to a large extent, I kind of believe in that in that saying, because money, you know, more money does not actually guarantee happiness. There are a lot of people that are not too rich, that are living the average life, but that still they are contented with what they have and they're happy. But if you measure happiness based on the money you have, then I think you are actually making a wrong assumption or a wrong judgment, you understand?
I see.
You can have money, but what you do with the money, how you're able to maintain the money, how you're able to use it to affect life, how you're able to use it to, you know, to run your business, to
affect others in your life.
Yeah, I mean, that is what should make you happy. But if you're rich and, you know, nobody's looking up to you, you're not affecting the life of people positively, you don't know your left from your right, I mean, you can't be happy. You're far away from your friends, and you know, so money does not actually guarantee happiness. It does not.
Okay, but are you happy where you are right now in life?
Absolutely, I am very happy.
Okay.
Even though I know, you know, I still have a long way to go, and you know, there are goals and targets that I want to achieve.
And you still have challenges too. And the challenges also make it worthwhile, right?
Yeah, there are challenges. I mean, if you're living a life, nothing is perfect. No, life is not a smooth ride. We all encounter challenges. But the ability for us to overcome these challenges makes us stronger and makes us happy, you understand?
Right. That was Tahil Hassan in Abuja, Nigeria. This is Upfront on the Voice of America with Jackson Vunganyi and Nadia Sami. Now, Nadia, as we learn about our personality type and the types of others, we are empowered with an understanding of why people react differently to different situations. Most importantly, why they understand the issue of personal growth and development in different ways.
Absolutely, Jackson. A good analogy to use is always to think that everybody has their own suitcase or luggage bag that they carry around. And through our life, our experiences, through childhood, through adulthood, all our experiences go into this luggage bag. And so whenever we come up to conflict or different situations in our lives, the way we view that is through whatever's in our luggage bag. That's the lens through which we see this new experience, and that determines how we will respond to it. And so someone who is truly empathetic bears in mind that everybody comes to a situation from a different path. We all have different experiences that will shadow how we will respond to different situations. And so for us to be really accepting and understanding of each other, we need to understand that key issue that we are all coming to things from a different set of experiences.
I'm Comfort Ayaonunu.
I'm Ebenezer Shamo Abi.
I'm Emmanuel Akoto. We are from Ghana, Accra.
We schooled at Accra High School.
Thank you very much for listening to Upfront on the Voice of America. I would like to thank my co-host Nadia Sami in Johannesburg, South Africa. It was another great show. We would also like to thank all our listeners who contributed to the show this time around. And if you have any questions or comments or want to contribute to the show in future, remember to send us an email at upfront@voanews.com. If you want to connect with me on Twitter, my handle is @UpfrontAfrica. Let's connect again next week, right here, same time. On behalf of my colleague Nadia Sami, my name is Jackson Vunganyi. Goodbye.